Heidi Young is an attorney with Stewart Title Company. She has over 25 years of experience in underwriting. I don't know how you survived.
Well, I'll tell you.
It's 3 o'clock. How's everyone doing? Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, this is a, you know, if you've watched Smokey and the Bandit lately, we got a long way to go, a short time to get there. So we'll see. We're going to talk about common issues with that come up in the title realm. And I'm sorry, my voice for some reason wanted to skip out today. So hopefully this mic, is everyone hearing me okay? Great. So, you know, we're a necessary component, evil. I don't know your experience, but title insurance is a part of every transaction you're going to have. And at least from the commercial side, we'll see if that changes on residential refinance as things come along and progress with the CFPB and other regulations. But the common issues of what we're going to talk about, it's not exhaustive. It's just the ones that often that you'll see and hopefully provide you some fixes, some ideas of working with your underwriter on solutions so that you can get items removed, because that's what I always hear. My favorite start on a conversation is an escrow officer calls me and says, lender wants a clean commitment. I get it. Wouldn't we all? But that's unfortunately not how it always turns out with what's shown there. So we'll start with the first one, abstracts of judgment. They're generally, you know, summaries for that come out of a court case where once this document is filed of record, it says that there's a lien that's been created on the defendant's real property. And so what the title company is going to be concerned with is what we're insuring against on that mortgage. Our policy is a contract of indemnification that is ensuring that there is lien priority and that there is a valid lien against other liens on the real property. And so how we approach it from that point is very serious. On the validity part is also a bit curative, whether we can get rid of this and remove it as an exception. So generally, the title company is going to require a release of that judgment lien and working through how to get that release and or a partial release of just at least the subject property. Now, a lot of times these things have been paid off. We've got bad records, right? And we just, nobody bothers to release them. And so oftentimes a title insurer will look at what proof you have. Some on the extreme side will, I've seen this, I've accepted it, an affidavit that says it's been paid off. Now, it details those reasons of why in there and provide some evidence for it, but that may be enough. Some other underwriters might not suggest or might not even need an affidavit. It might be just looking at prior transactions, calling other title companies. What did you have? A prior policy sometimes doesn't have this. This is one thing that I don't think I have on here, but if you don't know about it, amongst title insurers, we have what is called a master indemnity. It's our T29. Now, it's not in between all underwriters. You're going to have to check, but amongst the majors, I'll say, the majors, you know, your bigger title companies, your ones that have been around in Texas a long time, the master indemnity provides that for judgments of record that are where a prior policy has been issued that did not take exception to that judgment, and that judgment amount is under $500,000. Then if you've got proof of that prior policy, we'll go ahead and rely on that indemnity from the prior policy issued. It's a nice thing. Not that you need to know about it, but it's one of those things when you're seeing this on your commitment. If you know there's a prior policy, that's an immediate help for your client. Abstracts filed against homestead. We actually have a particular procedure in Texas for release that you can follow within the property code. It requires a 30-day waiting period after recording to make sure that there's no contravening comments from the claimant saying that, no, this is not your valid homestead. So this is going to be something that's going to be on residential property. It does help. I will say it's, although under the statute it requires 30 days, if you've got pretty good proof that it's homestead property, Oftentimes, your title insurer will take that under consideration to help remove this type of lien.